people, doctors have a patient they have problems with, they'd send them to me, and I'd do a history and a physical and tell them what's wrong with them and tell them how to treat them, and I was good at it. And Max and I worked, built up a big practice. How Max got into it was that she was the girl next door, and when I got through in pharmacy school, I wanted to go to medical school, but it was during the Depression. My family didn't have any money, and they didn't want me to be a doctor anyhow. They wanted me to stay home and run the family drugstore. And I wanted to go to medical school, and there was no money. So my answer to that was that I married the girl next door and suggested she work my way through medical school. I figured the least I could do is let her work in the office for 25 years. No salary, of course, because she was a member of the family. And so that's how we worked together and built this thing up. And when I saw that I was losing weight, I had convulsions a couple of times, and I was had this terrible headaches and this sense of impending insanity, and all these things happening to me, and I thought, my God, I need a good medical workup. And I agreed with me that I needed a good medical workup. And I realized that I was the best diagnostician I knew at the time. And so I sat down and had a consultation with me. Did some lab work, did a bit of a physical examination, and I went over the weight loss and the convulsions and the headaches and the sense of impending insanity. And it was obvious. I had a brain tumor. And I'd die and you'd all be sorry, by God. You know? And here I was in the nut ward. They missed the diagnosis at the Mayo Clinic. And here I am in the nut ward of this local hospital. And while I'm commiserating with myself about all this stuff that's happened to me, this dumb psychiatrist who couldn't see that the problems were marital walked up behind me and wanted to know if I'd be willing to talk to a man from Alcoholics Anonymous. And I thought, God almighty, don't I have enough problems of my own without trying to help some drunk from AA? You know, I didn't know anything about alcohol. The only thing I knew about alcoholism was if you treat one alcoholic, they'll all start coming to you. You know. And if they all start coming to you, then the good patients will stop coming to you. And then all you'll have is alcoholics, and that they never pay their bill or keep their appointments anyhow. Yeah. But I could tell by the look on the psychiatrist's face that he thought it was a good idea. I don't know if you know that or not, but happiness on a nut ward is having a happy psychiatrist. And I was willing to go to any length to make him happy. And I said yes. And in no time at all, this clown comes galloping into the room yelling, "My name is Frank and I'm an alcoholic." I was embarrassed for him. There he is meeting a perfect stranger, and the only thing he can think of to say about himself is that he's an alcoholic. And a loud voice. God, he had a loud voice. And he told his whole story in a loud voice. And I don't remember a word of it. I'm thinking, my God, man, why don't you lower your voice? I mean, these people all think I'm a nut. Why don't we just leave it at that? You know? The only thing I remember is how it ended. He finally said, "Well, that's my story. I'm going to a meeting tonight. Would you like to go along?" And I said, "Hell no, I won't like it."